Shir, Tzadik Vav and Sukkah, Yudal, Tzivan, Hey, Tuf, Shin, Mem, Aleph, June 16, 1981, on Tuesday.
Now the thesis, we learn the thesis from one Rabbi Dovid of Tzor Haggit. For the other thesis, we didn't learn it. Now from the other, from the other. For the Buddha Sama, we make sure we have this, clear the contrast, we do the room with them and say, we need to be drawn to the Atzmi, we call you Gimu, we the Shatir and rest of them. El Kalvachema. So Rashi Shifti is, the Gemara says in so many words, in Yigat Kalvachema, Kalvachema or Yigom Atzmi. So Rashi Shifti is only Kalvachema, but all the other, we the Shatir and rest of them. Not that case, Zereshova. So we require a Kabbalah. This is his chiddush. That only Zereshova requires a Kabbalah. But all the other Midrash HaTeirim Rashi's then do not require a Kabbalah. V'tein Megdele Pirush. Pirushim. V'tein Megdele Pirushim. That Pirush Smuchim. The Haile Shnei Mikroiz HaSmuchim Zalo Zeh Nitnu Midorash Nateirim. La Morbe Mishibom Mishmuch Nateirim Naim Shem Mishnev HaSmuch La'ad Leum Asurim Behemes Mieisha. Kolshkein. I mean, that doesn't present any kashi against Rashi, because where did the Gemara say that smuchim doesn't require a kabbalah? The Gemara says smuchim not teonai, but in Rachaname, only if there is a, if it's coupled with the kabbalah. Kolshkein hekeichin haimishmei dvorim hamukshim biposikecho. Va'apiru le'rabyude, because what's the difference between smuchim and hekish? What's the difference between smuchim and hekish? So smuchim means not in the same pasuk, but one is next to the other. So that's called smuchim. And hekish means like the hoysol v'yotzo v'hoysol. When the two things are mentioned together next to each other in the same pasuk. Kosh mekesh v'anishiv v'amishiv posikecho. V'afilu rabiude l'ito v'smuchim. Elo heche dibuchach umufne, kilamrin hoso, mikomo kim bekei shemeide. Elo, kim shemeide, without Kabbalah. Elo, not like Rashi. Kova mide zon dom atzim, chutz mide roshove din vanelem kim odom rabbe, veoche misrot. So why is Rabbi with it? So Rashi, we should to say that hekesh no mide shatir rashi ben, other than kawachina. But according to Tate says that Hekish does not require a Kabbalah. So why is that? What is this Lore? So Tate says it first doesn't say. And then Tate says, that's why we cannot dash in the hekesh, because hodo, to hodo means beautiful. So that is a proper expression regarding peir, it's beautiful. But regarding lule, which is a branch, so the term hodo is not so appropriate. So the more at first wanted to say that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda requires Igud Bimine is because of Hodo. Because He doesn't recognize when it's not over. So then the Gemara says, no, it's not because it's not because of Hodo, it's because it's especially because of course of Kapis Mor, Kapis, the Hoyopol Yechusel. But the Gemara at first thought that it's because of Hodo. So how could the Gemara have thought the life of it because of Hodo? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible even if Yam Agibet with a strip of gold. Nothing is more beautiful than being the Agibet with a strip of gold. So we see it's not because of Odo. So how can the Gemara have a talk that is because of Odo? So a little maskol of the Gemara, it's no kasha. But according to Havam, so he said, "Shema, I'm not from Nilo Tavei Achoyim Achnam." The Gemara could have asked, but since I live in Maskone, it's not like that. So anyway, there is no kasha. Lo imotzo esrik lo yovin lo yovinim lo yipok. Yesh li dagrich mikam din imotzo kosheya nivoyo bipsu. Minokit pori shorim. In view of the fact that the price says, if he doesn't find an esrik, he cannot use as a substitute, let's say, an orange, or a plum, or a plum, or a pomegranate, So that shows that only to use another mean as a substitute. So that you cannot do even Mishas Atchak, because it doesn't make sense. The Torah says Esrik. So, and he brings, instead of an Esrik, he takes a pomegranate, a remake. So it doesn't make sense. Masheike, suppose he can't get an Esrik kosher, but he can find an Esrik puzzle. So Mishas Atchak, where he cannot get anybody else, so he should get at least an Esrik puzzle, as long as he has the chair, at least that mean. Polish, parish, or remain, so it's not a mean. So it doesn't serve any purpose. But if puzzle, yes. Yeah, because even more than that, even a puzzle, he shouldn't take Mishas Atchak. So the price would have mentioned the big Achilles, instead of mentioning that he cannot use a pomegranate as a substitute, that he cannot even use an esrit that is possible as a substitute. So why is it actually trace? So the Maram explains it. In other words, because we could say that to bring a possible Bishas Atchak, that not, because that would be inconsistent with Hodo, if he brings a possible. Masha'inkin, if he takes, let's say, a pomegranate, so it's not inconsistent with Hodo. Maybe he can do it. Our initial dagging the shore, kmoyulule, possible. But it is established anyway that he removes a kosher before the psu. So what's the raya? The raya is because Rabbi Yehuda tried to prove from the fact that the grandfathers used to be married to their. To their loving, to their grandchildren. So the Rabbonon said that Yomish is kosher. So the Rabbonon said to Rabbi Yehuda, he should be by Mishas Atchak. So we see that Mishas Atchak, even though Yomish is possible, but Mishas Atchak, you have to take it. So Mele, every possible, every psu, if you don't have any other, you should take it. Now, the question is this. A case of Shita is that if he can't find an Esri kosher, the Chol HaPoches, he should bring an Esri kosher. And the raya is from the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, of Nekoch. So Tesis says the same thing is true of any psu, Bishas Atchak, he should take it. So that can be explained in two ways. Either that Bishas Atchak, he'll have a Kiyum HaMitzvah, even with an Esrik possible, or a Lulav possible, or not because he'll have a Kiyum HaMitzvah. After all, if it's an Esrik possible, so it's like no Esrik. But, Kidei shall Yivote Din Dalet Minim Me'eilah. No, in order that he should remember So that's why Mishas Adchak, he has to take L'chol HaPoches and Esrik or Lua Adchos. Now, the two Pshotim are mentioned by Rashi. Now let's see how the Rambam does it. In the Zayin L'chas Lua Adchos, Mitzvah min ha-mufchel neged al-lulev, ve-gigulev, ve-hodes, ve-arobe, ve-lasei, shloshtun agudachs, וכשנאי תלות, וכשנאי תלות בן, מבורך תחילו על נטילס לולב. הויל, ויכולם שמח לי, ורקח נטיל האגודו הזה במיני, ויסרי בשמי לי, ונאית לנדר הגלוסות, שיהיו יקריין למטה לאורץ, וראשיין למעלה להבין. ואם לא יוגדון ונות לו נחוד אחור, יוצחו, והוא שיהיו הבוטון מצוין אצלי, אבל אם לא יוגדון למין אחור, אוי שחוסר מן האחות לא ייתה לה שנמצא השור. נאו, איזה עד הרמה הוא עד הרעי ונזמאסי in Pirik Ches. For a moment I forgot. I really had in mind the other Rambam. The Rambam in Pirik Ches. In Pirik Ches, Milchus Lulev, Halacha Aleph. Now, the first step of Halacha Aleph we'll discuss soon. That's really a difficult Rambam. But right now, I want to mention the other part of the Rambam. But let me just read the Lashon Rambam. פרקס מלחסו לבלוח אב ארבעס מינים ראינו שנראו להם בהודס והרוב ובעשר שהוא יחוד מלדיובי של גוסו או יגונו אפילו לאחליש אוי שיהיה מאשר הנבדס אף על פי שבוטו יאשר המלובדו אוי שהויו שמירה מדחס הרי זה פוסו הוא יחוד מהם שרדס כחובים לא ייתר לך תחילה ונות על יוצא all right, that will discuss soon הויו קומוש ויגומה ליאביש קושר so only יובש is פוסו But come on, she's kosher. Then the Rambam concludes. Uvishasa tchak, uvishasa sakone, lule vayobi ish kosher, avoloin shorami. Avoloin shorami. Now that itself is strange. If the Rambam had said, lule vayobi ish kosher, avoloin esri, so then we could say, we could give an end. But the Rambam says, only lule vayobi ish kosher. That means esri knat, Not only a sitnat, a dasinat, a robesnat, only Lule. Why should there be special aloche in Lule? That's very strange. But the Rambam says, Uvishasa tchat, Uvishasa sakone, Lule vayomi shkoshe, avolui shorami. So the Rambam is strange. Why should there be a distinction between Lulevayovich and other meaning that I love. That's right. But the Rambam says that Bishas Atchak or Bishas Atchakone, Lulevayovich Kosher. So what does it mean? That Bishas Atchak, Bishas Atchakone, so he's Mikayim the mitzvah of Lulev. Because if the Rambam's pshit had been, that the reason is why the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shasat Chak Raye is because, not because Shasat Chak, there can be a Kima Mitzvah. Monefshach, if there can be no Kima Mitzvah, Shaloi Bishasat Chak, so there cannot be Kima Mitzvah Bishasat Chak either. I mean, the distinction between Shasat Chak and Loi Shasat Chak, we can find in regard to the Rabbon, but in regard to the Raye, it's not shy to say Shasat Chak, not Shasat Chak. Monefshach, he can, so just to bet. So, this is the other alternative shot. In other words, that the reason is why the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Ein shasat chak raye," not that bishasat chak he is mikayim the mitzvah, but bishasat chak you have to do it. Kidei shetulchi shokach zeicha lulev meiro zeicha dalev minim meiro. Whether you are mikayim the mitzvah or not, so in the Rabbanan you are mechuyev to take it. But if that had been the Pshat, the Rambam's Pshat, So then the Rambam wouldn't say the daf terume. If it is for the purpose of not forgetting, mitzvah always meaning. So the same thing should be true of an eschat yovesh, of a dasim yovesh, a robes yovesh. All right. So the Rambam's pshat in that gemara is eishas atchak raye that b'shas atchak can be kind of mitzvah. How can there be a distinction in the Raisa between Shatrak and Ezra? All right, but that's the Rambam Shita. However, the Raivet is massive. The Raivet, apparently, he explained it the other way. Omar Kosova Raivet, Ani Neimake, Shariomu Yomish Posel, Vichombokim Shomu Posel, Afilu Deredu, Upsule de Raisa, Vichombsule de Raisa in Chiluk Mishatrak. That's what the Raivet says. אין חיל בשעתך, וכשום אורוי, אין שעתך ראיה, כך אומרו, ליקה ביודאיה קודו, כאי חדו ותשתקח מנאיה תירס אסק, תירס אסק, ורב יהודה אלוהי, אלו שהיו מרישים ולוויהם לבניהם, ולוי אומר שהיו מבורכים So he says, when the Gemara and the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yudeh, in Shasat Raya, so they didn't mean Bishasat Chak, they took it and they made a broch. A broch they couldn't make, according to Rabbanan. Because a Ruhe Bayomish is possible, if it's possible, how can you make a broch and say it's broch alatole? You're not the kind of mitzvah. But Rabbi Yudeh mentioned the Raya from the Big Chachim, the Omerish, and said, what kind of a Raya is it? There was a situation where they just didn't have a law. So they were married in order to be Mikayim and Mitzvah in the Rabbon of Kedesh and Mitishokach. Tirasu and be a man. So in other words, we see that according to the Rambam, the reason is that Bishasatrak, so you have to take your Ruhe Yomish, is because Bishasatrak you can be Mikayim the Mitzvah of Ruhe with the Yomish. And according to the Raya, no. If it's possible, it's possible. In the Raisa, we don't distinguish between Shabbatrak and Shabbatrak. But because of Shaliti Shokach, Teiras, Ruhet Mimeyet. But this Shittas Rambam is very strange. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, why should there be a difference between Ruhet and... Why should there be a difference between Ruhet and the Aramim? So if the Rambam would say, that came with the dance and the robes, but not in the snake. All right, then we could understand. Because we could say, Hodor is written explicitly by the Torah in connection with Esmer. Masha'im came in connection with the Adamim, so it's only Yalfus. So the male of Mishasatchak is kosher. But the Rambam says, only Ruhel Mishasatchak is kosher. But Adamim now, so it doesn't mean only Esmer now. Even Adasim and the robes, not either. And that doesn't know what this is also Yalfusit HaMesrik. So Monavshech, if that which is possible because of Yalfusit, so if Mishasatchak it applies, so it should apply to Adasim Narobes also. So that's very strange, this is. Now, there is the other Rambam on this Gemara that I mentioned before. Now the Rambam, in the Zayim, Yilchazruhe, Palochehei, Vob, and Zayim. It has to do with that Gemara. The Gemara says, Kishim, Shem, Pichsimehem, Kachim, Sikno. So So the Rambam in Perik Zayin Chasvur Parochei said as follows: Arba mini elu mitzvah achasim umiakun zeze v'chulam nikhoi mitzvah sure v'impechsimehem v'imisifin alei v'imisifin alei. ואם לא נמצא אחד מהם, הם מביאים תחתו מין אחר. הדמו. So they pechsin him, they misifin him. So this is the halacha that the Brisa mentions. You cannot misif another man. You cannot misif another man. So, then the Rambam says, in halacha zayin, kamo neikil mehem, lule vechot, ועשר כאחות, ושני בעדי הרובו, ושלישי בעדי הודס. ואם רוצו להיסי והודס, כדי שתהיה הגוד עובדי לו, מייסי. ולא יהיה מצוות. ולא יהיה מצוות. אבל שור המיני, אם מסיכים על מיונום, ואם גרם מהם, ואם היסי פויקריה, Vigereya, so is possible. Now that's the girsi in the Rambam, and then it says on the margin, I am because of Mishnah, Shagir sets all chlima loy posa. Shagir sets all chlima loy posa. So why is that? Because the case of Mishnah mentions a tshuve from a Rambam Nishal Rambam. So he says, "Tikna hasvorim shalohem." So the Rabbavrom Nishal Rambam answered, "Tikna hasvorim shalohem." Shekvachozavei v'tikna seifa shaloi biyodikach v'imheizi v'igora loy pos v'shomano mipi v'rayo chazok ol haizvor. So Rabbavrom Nishal Rambam answered that Rambam, his father, b'seif yomo, he said that we should make a correction. But it's not that the Rambam said that there was a toys, a slip of the pen. In those days, it was before the Tfus. No, the Rambam agreed that when he wrote it, he held that Mim Heisi Vigora is possible. But then, he was crazy. Anyway, so in other words, we have Shiva's Rambam. At first, that Mim Heisi Vigora is possible, and then we say, Fiyomo, the Rambam was crazy. He was crazy. And he said that the halacha is in Hesif Uygora loipos. So that's why what the margin says, I because of Mishneh Shagir said so Chlima loipos. So it's not really, because Hagir say has the connotation. In other words, it's just a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. The Rambam was Chazer. And the Rambam himself advised everybody who had the Rambam to change it because of his subsequent cheating. That is what it was. But we have to understand that Rambam. So the Rambam says as follows. Kamo, you see, the price here only says that you cannot be missing another meaning. Arba's meaning shebelum efkishesh in peyachsenel, kache yisignale. In other words, you cannot be missing to the dalet minim an orange to, or a plum to, or a pomegranate to, or a flower to. But how about the same meaning? There are four meanings. Now, so in other words, there is one aspik, one bullet, three adasim, two arobis. Suppose he wants to take two esrayim, or two arobis, or four adasim, or three arobis, that Hasidim, they take more than three adasim, they take more than three, some of the Hasidim, more than two arobis. So how about that? Then the Gemara doesn't discuss. The Gemara only discusses a sophie of another mean, but how about a sophie in the number of the requirement? But the Rambam discusses that, and the Rambam says, "Kamo neitil mehem mule vechod v'esri kechod u'shli bada arove u'shli sheba lihodes v'imrotzo v'heisi v'hodes kidei shita'ayfude g'deimo meisi v'noye mitzvah So he says, the Rambam says, he gives a heter to be meisik l'adasim, more than three adasim. More than three adasim. Avol shor amunim, e misifim amoyomam, ve ingeir imehem. So be meisik v'igora. So the original gears in the Rambam was possible, and then the Rambam misif yomov was chensir, loy possible. But even though it's loy possible, but e misifim amoyomam. So in other words, two. So according to the original sheet of the Rambam, if instead of taking one esrik, you'll take two esrikim, or two lulavim, or three ahobes, he will not even be eight in the midst. And according to the final sheet of the Rambam, he'll be kind of mitzvah, but he is also to do it. Mashiachim, migato, hadasim. So, that he can. Now we have to understand. So two things. The Raivet is massive on this stuff. The Raivet says, come on, eat him, because the Raivet is out, we shall not in the Elom, so, Bose, we will be satis, we will be Yeruah. The Afim will be Yude, the Oma, who have so a Chage, the Oma, who have my time, the Rabi, the Oma, in the Oma, 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 the Aber Rabbi geht trainen und er war achir. Wie kommst du mit Abon und Amri in Zohar Chage? Da haben wir eine gute Koje, weil wir eine gute Koje. So der Reime des Heilig in der Reime zählt. Und wenn es der Aloche auf ihn ist, sie von allein, if he is basic and other mean. Let's say, he takes an orange also together with the formula. Or a flower also together with the formula. But if he is basic, another item of the form meaning, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. So he can take two esrei, he can take two lulavim, and he mentions a raya. How do we know that he can take two lulavim? Because Rabbi Yehuda says that in Eidina will be mine. In Eidina will be mine. So, but the mine, he can be eight. Now what does the mine mean? A leaf of the lulav. But according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to take to the body. So how can you take a part of the world, a rib of the world? So the Magnishna says, that's no kasha, that's no right. There we are talking of a case where he's infinite with a leaf that is a derivative of the palm tree. So it's not the whole world, it's just a leaf. So that's not his offer. But when does the Rambam say that you cannot be Meisiv? Except in Adasim you can be Meisiv. But in other things, you cannot be Meisiv. So the Rambam talks of another Lulev. That's what the Magmishna says. Ain't it? And then, there is another thing. It's alright, what the Magmishna says is very good. You cannot equate another Lulev. A leaf of a Lulev with another Lulev. You cannot equate it. But apparently, why did the Raivet mention this Raivet? So apparently the Raivet holds that Monash, if you cannot be Meisif another Lulev, so you shouldn't be able to be Meisif even part of a Lulev, even 1 week of a Lulev. Even 1 week of a Lulev. That's why the Raivet mentions a Raivet. Now, but according to what I mentioned, the Pshat basis, I heard from my father and my wife, in other words, as the Pshat Lutisis, that there are two kinds of Baltesi. There is a Baltesi in the Hefze, and there is a Baltesi in the Maisi. And there is a Baltesi in the Maisi. So the Mele, and Tinsa says, that when is a Tosa? And Tinsa says, when is a Tosa only according to Rabbi Yude? But not according to Rabbanon, because Heilechudekoye, that is only if you don't hold it, Kidar Gloson. But if you hold Kidar Gloson, then it is also Ivmalud Rabbanon. But according to Rabbanon, Heilechudekoye, it will not negate the Kimamit, but it will involve the Yisrael Baldezev anyway. But insofar as the Yisrael Baldezev is concerned, so then, even though Haile Chudikoye, if he holds and if he takes another mean, and he holds it together the law, saying, so he's mentioned in the Maisa Mitzvah. As my father explained it, he's mentioned in the Maisa Mitzvah. But when can we say that there is a thesis in the Maisa Mitzvah if he holds it together the law? But if he doesn't hold it together the law, then there is no thesis in the Maisa Mitzvah. So in Mele, there is no kashe against the Rambam. The Rambam says that one is not allowed to be Macy. Is not allowed to be Macy by taking another Lulav, Tululavim. And according to the Rambam's original Shite, if he does take Tululavim, so not only does an Aveda, it negates the Kima Mitzvah. We Macy for Igor Apost. Then we say, Fiyomo, he was crazy. But his original Shite was that it negates the Kima Mitzvah. If it negates the Kima Mitzvah, so how does it, so what does it mean? That it involves the Baltensif in the Hefze. If it would involve only the Baltensif in the Maisa Mitzvah, it wouldn't negate the Kima Mitzvah, because Yeshbuchal Masayim on it. Yeshbuchal Masayim on it. So obviously, according to the Rambam's original Shite, so if you take two Esraelim, so not only are you in the Baltensif, but he's not the kind of Mitzvah. So in other words, according to the Rambam, so Mitzvah Shite, it involves the Baltensif in the Heft. According to the Rambam Shite, fine, the same Yomo. So he doesn't negate the Kima Mitzvah, but he's not allowed to do it. Why isn't he allowed to do it? Because of Baltensif. So what kind of Baltensif is it according to the Rambam's ultimate Shite? Baltensif in the Maisa Mitzvah. In other words, the Rambam's original Shite was that if you, just as you take, and as a matter of fact, there is a remarkable Chiddush in that. Now, when, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin it appears, that when does it involve a baltensif in the heft of the mitzvah, only Ali the Rabbi, because Ali the Rabbi, the heft of the mitzvah consists of the good of 4 minutes, maybe if it's me'agei, 5 minutes, so it's another subject matter of the mitzvah. It's another heft of the mitzvah. The heft of the mitzvah consists of a nigud of 4 minutes, and he made a nigud of 5 minutes. Mashenke the Kodit Rabbanon. So, even though, as Tesis says, he's in about Tensi, but the mitzvah is Mekayim, because Hay Lechudekoi, Hay Lechudekoi. So that means, according to the Rambam's original Shite, now the Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam passes like Rabbanon. Still, according to the Rambam's original Shite, in Hesi Fugora is possible. So if he takes Tula Lovin to Hadassim, so then he is Macy in the Heft of the Mitzvah. So if he takes an orange together with the Esrik, a flower together with the Fomim, so then he is only Macy according to Rabbanon in the Maisa Mitzvah, but in the Heft of the Mitzvah, not. But if he takes to Esraim, then there is a tasteless in the heft of the mitzvah. Now, isn't that strange? Of course it is strange, but it can be explained. Even though it sounds strange, it can still be explained. If he is Macy, let's say a flower, and according to Rabbanon, that the 3 minutes do not have to be nuget, so that means that each one has to be taken by itself. The heft of the mitzvah consists of the adasim, and of the arobes, and of the lulev, and of the esrik. Not the igut of the arobes and the adasim and the arobes. So maybe if he takes a flower together with the adasim and the arobes, so there is no tasteless in the heft of the mitzvah, because Hay Lechudekoye, Masheinkei, if he takes, so then we say, because if we say that will be Zohar. So the heft of the mitzvah consists of the igud of the lulav and the hadas and the haaretz. Now, suppose he ties together a rose, a lily also, so mele, there is a basis in the heft of the mitzvah. Mashi came according to the Rabbonon. So we cannot say there is a thesis in the heft of the mitzvah, because the rose that it ties together, so is not the heft of the mitzvah. It is just an unnecessary thing. So the melee, it's not the heft of the mitzvah. So what kind of a thesis do we have in the heft of the mitzvah? That's only true if the extra, the additional thing that it takes is different, so it's not a chesed of the mitzvah. But if he takes two esreidim, he takes two lulavim. Now, one lulav has to be taken as a chesed of the mitzvah. Now, when you take two lulavim, so my chos is that this lulav is the chesed of the mitzvah, not that lulav. After all, this is also the same kosher lulav as the other lulav. So the mele, that each lulav is a chesed of the mitzvah, because you cannot say that neither lulav is a chesed of the mitzvah. That you cannot say. You have to take one lulav as a chesed of the mitzvah. And to say, just lulav number one is a chesed of the mitzvah, the other lulav number two is not a chesed of the mitzvah, my chos is. So mele, both are considered as chesed of the mitzvah. So mele, there is valtensi. There is valtensi. So it can be explained. This is according to the Rambam's original shita. But according to the Rambam Shite, we save Yomov, so even though it's also to be lazy and to take more than 2 hours or two Lovim or two Esreidim, but the mitzvah doesn't negate. So according to the Rambam Shite, we save Yomov, so when you are lazy, if you save the requirement more than what the Torah requires you to take, so there, it only involves a valtensi in the Maisa mitzvah, but not a valtensi in the heft of the mitzvah. Not a valtensi in the heft of the mitzvah. Let's say, it's mistaber that even according to the Rambam, Shite, we save Yomov, but according to Rabbi Yudin, the Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Yudin, but according to Rabbi Yudin, who says that Lulav Itzorechage, so if he will be Miyagi to the Lovim, so then even according to the Rambam Shite B'Sev Yomov, it would negate Kima Mitzvah, but the Rambam passes like Rabono, that Lulav Itzorechage, so that's why the Rambam B'Sev Yomov held that it doesn't negate Kima Mitzvah, but Baltesiv is there. Why is it not Baltesiv? Because of Baltesiv in the Maisa Mitzvah, yes?
The
original sheet, that means
the
true taste of the Rambam Zahar, that's not the Maisim and Tilo, that's not Hagedah. Well, it's true, of course, so we say it's only generally said that it's not only the Maisim, not the Chet. The original sheet, so it's in Baltesi, in the Chet, in the Chet. According to the Rishayim, that according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yudin, so he can be eaten in mitzvah even by taking a bezeh hazeh. So in this case, suppose he would take first one lulav and then he'll take another lulav, so then the Rambam will certainly be made there that he will not negate the Kima mitzvah. That's not shayach. If he takes a bezeh hazeh, so there is no tzitzis in the chet. In the Maisa mitzvah, since the Rambam Shite is that according to Rabbonon of Rabbi Yudin, you can become the mitzvah even by taking it, as long as you have all the meaning before you. In case where you don't have all the meaning before you, so then the Rambam will make it, that you're not behind the mitzvah. But as long as you have all the meaning before you, you can take them, and you can become the mitzvah even if you take them, but in this case, where it takes two Rambam or two Esreidim, or three Arabes, but the Achazek, he'll certainly not negate the Kima Mitzvah. I mean, that is possible. Alright, so this is the Shita. Now the question is, why is that the Rambam distinguish between Hadassim and Arabes? That seems very strange. He says, in regard to Hadassim, he says, כדי שתהיה אגודה כדי לו מייסי בינוי מיצר אבל שור המיני אין מסית נמיון. So why does the Rambam distinguish between Hadas and Naos? Between Hadas and Naos. But here we have a basic machlekes in Balteisi between the Rambam and the Raivet. The Raivet's Chiti is that you can take two Lulavim, you can take two Esrei. In other words, it's not shayach to say, Balteisi if it is more items of the required meat. When is a child to say about anything when you add another meat? Let's say, suppose you put in the tefillin, you put five buttons. So that's something else. So then, Mashenkin, if you take two esrei, you put in a pomegranate together with the esrei. So that's another meat. But to take two esrei, two lulavim, doesn't involve anybody. Now, the Agmishne esrei kasha against the Raive, it's a Gemara Meforeshes. It's a Gemara Meforeshes in Erev that if somebody will put on two tefillin, not one tefillin with five buttons, but he'll put on two tefillin and mock in Yesh Bereish, when he has made tefillin, he's in a Baltesh. So that's a Gemara Meforeshes, maybe the Shibis Raive. That's the Kasha that the Magid Mishne mentions against Raive. Now I don't think that this presents a stirei. That this presents a spirit neged right. Because since we passed like the Rabbonim, that Lulav in Zohar Chaget and Hayil Chudekoye, so Mimele, that means that the Chet Bait film. So in other words, what is the chetz of the mitzvah? The whole chetz of the mitzvah, the tefillin. The tefillin without a batim, that's the chetz of the mitzvah. So in other words, so if he puts on two tefillins, so Mimele, he is mason from the chetz of the mitzvah. He puts on two tefillins. Mashein kei, by Lulev or by Esrik. I mean, Esrik certainly, and even Lulev. So, the Alochi, according to the Rabbon, that Lulev in Zohar Chaget. So, the Mele just means that there is no one Chetz of Mitzvah. The Esrik by itself is one part of the Chetz of the Mitzvah. That's one item. The Chetz of the Mitzvah consists of all the four meaning together. The combination of all the four meaning together. So in Achaname, the Raivet will be made if a person will take two Lulavim and two, and when I say two Lulavim, I mean two Lulavim and three Adasim and two Aroves and two Esrei at the same time, the Basachas, then he will be able to do this. The Raivet will also be made. The Raivet is only because then it will be like two Tefillin on his head at the same time. So in other words, so the Chet, why? That's a Gemara Meforeshes in Erev, and after the Kate, after the Gemara, that if one puts on two tefillin at the same time on his head, he's in about this. Why? Because over there, each tefillin by itself constitutes the whole Chet of the Mitzvah. Now, if he puts on two tefillin, so there is a thesis. Mashiach came, and the Raivet will be made that instead of taking, if a Jew and Sukkot, instead of taking one Esrei, one Lulav, three Adasim, two Aroves, he'll take two groups, two combinations of an Esrei and the Lulav, and three Adasim and two Aroves. At the same time, he'll be able to take. The Raivet is only Masik when the Rambam says, if he takes two Esrei and one Lulav, and three Adasim, and two Aroves. But two Esrei, or one Esrei, and three Adasim, and two Aroves, but instead of one Lulav, he'll take two Lulav. So there is no Baltesim, because what would be analogous? Suppose someone will put to write the parashas of Mezuzah, of Shema V'Hoyim Shemaya, and will put it in the Bais, and he'll make a bias, and then he'll put it on his head, together with the film George. So then, according to the Rambam, he will not behave about this. Because when he says about this, if he puts on his head at the same time, two tefillos. So that was the heft of the mitzvah is of one pair of tefillin, and he puts on at the same time two tefillos. So maybe he's in attention. But suppose he'll take a parasha of mezuzah and he'll tie it together to the tefillin, and then he'll put it on the head. He will not be in attention. He will not be in attention. Why? Because that's not the heft of the mitzvah. That's not the whole heft of the mitzvah. So mele, the Rambam is masik on the Rambam. The Rambam says, if he takes one esri, three adasim, two arobes, and two lulav. Or, one esri, one lulav, three adasim, and three arobes. He is in about tensim. So the Rambam is masik. What kind of about tensim is it? Masheike, in the case where we take the two combinations, two esrikim, two lulavim, two three adasims, to Arobes, and they'll take all of them together. So then, it will be like putting on two tefillins on his head. Alright, so that is the answer, on the Raivet's kash. Now, the Bagmishnah's kash against the Raivet. Now, why is the Rambam Michalik between Hadassim and Arobes? That's very strange. From the Magen Mishnah it appears that the Rambam is not even mechalik between Hadassim and Arobes. But it's the Rosh Hashanah Rambam is not like that. Alright. So the Magen Mishnah is strange. But the Rosh Hashanah Rambam means Adel Shoram. Says the Rosh Kosa, Vizel Shin Rambam. Vizel Shin, Rambam Kosa, Imrozo Vehesi, Behodes, Kedeshitia, Gudo, Mesi, Umilea Mitzu, Aboshomim, and Missipin, Aumiona, Vim Hesi, Vigor Apostle. So the Rosh is Masik and Rambam. He says, Vifremistabre, Vigorodes, Sifana, Fitzopolis, So the horse says that the Rambam was chazeya, You see, Rabbi Avraham mentioned Rambam. He mentions the Rambam Yosef Yomo. He was chazeya in regard to the Bumhesi for Igor Apostle. So Yosef Yomo, he held that even though it's also to take to Israel to take to Luwami, so but he makes it to Gora is Roy Apostle. It's a Mitzah, he doesn't take any commandment. That's one thing that the Rambam is chazeya. But the Rosh mentions that Chachmi Provenzi Hikshoro, Yichotabin, Yichshahakim. So that means that the Rambam was chazeya in regard to the distinction between Hadassim and Arobis, in other words. So the same Yoro, the Rambam held that the Jos, as it is Muter, Machmas Noyim Mitzvah, to take more than three Hadassim. So it is mutter to take more than 2 hours. So that means that the Rambam is a Yom of Hell like this, that as far as the Kima Mitzvah is concerned, so nothing negates the Kima Mitzvah. Even if it takes place like in Tulu Lovi, it doesn't negate the Kima Mitzvah. That's one point where the Rambam was Chazeya, from his original chicken. And then the Rambam was Chazeya from another point, because originally he held that you're not allowed to take three alobets, only three adasim. So the same Yom of Yom, that it's a hetagom, just as it is all right to take more than three adasim, and it's not a mitzvah even. So in the same way, it's all right to take more than 2 hours. But originally, the Rambam held, that it's all right to take more than three adasim. But, so you can take in 9 adasim, that some Hasidim will take 9 adasim. But to take more than 2 arobes, that was us. According to the Rambam, Saint Yomo, he held the Jos as the means, a noy mitzvah, to take more than 3 adasim. So it's a noy mitzvah to take more than 2 arobes. But originally he held Jos more than 3 adasim is all right. But more than 2 arobes is not all right. And then we say, Yomo, he was chazeya. So you have to understand what was the Rambam Shite originally, and then what is the Rambam Shite, we say, Yomo, and why we say, Yomo, when he was chazeya in regard to arobes, but he wasn't chazeya in regard to Ruach and Esther. So you have to understand. Now, as far as the Rambam Shite, we say, Yomo is concerned, so that's not difficult at all. Because the Rambam Shita is that there is Baltesi, even if you are missing from the number of items of the requirement. So there is Baltesi, that's not difficult. But, so we say, if you are the hell, Esri, the Torah says, we cast from the creator. So what is the heft of the Mitzvah? The heft of the Mitzvah is one Esri. Kapi Smori, that's one way. Why is it? Why is it Moshe Rabin Kapis Tvorim? Because the lulav consists, the palm branch consists of an aggregate of leaves. So that's why the Torah uses Kapis Tvorim. But it really means Kapis Tvorim is descriptive of one thing, one lulav, one palm branch, one palm branch. In respect to Hadassim and Arobes. So in other words, why do we say 3 adasim? Anaf it's all. So Rashi explains it. But from it has, anaf is 1, it's 2, or it's 3. So in other words, and why 2 arobes? Because arbi nochav. So miut rabi is 2. So that doesn't mean in respect to Esther can work. So the heft of the mitzvah consists of 1 Esther. It consists of 1 level. So if he takes 2 levim, he's in about 80. If he takes 2 esraim, he's in about 80. Here, in respect to Hadassim and Arobes, the heft of the mitzvah is a minimum of 3 Hadassim, a minimum of 2 Arobes. So, as far as Arobes, so it's very simple, because the Torah doesn't say, Ukach Melochem, Shnei Arbi Mochav, Baal Yochal, but Miut of Almei is two. But three certainly Almei. Four is certainly Almei. So in other words, the heads of the mitzvah is at least two. At least two. That's why in the Hasidim they take more than two arabes. Why? Because the heads of the mitzvah is a minimum of two. The heads of the mitzvah of Adasim is a minimum of three. Because Amal, eight arabes. That's the sheet of the rabbis. So maybe it's not shalach to say about Esri. Machlikin, in regard to the Esri and the Ruhet, the heads of the mitzvah is one Esri, one Ruhet. If you take two, so we are in about Esri. But the question is, why the Rambam in his original sheet? Why do we say that there is about Esri in respect to our rabbis? And there is no about Esri in respect to us? So apparently the Rambam sheet is, the Rosh says, I mean, that's not the Stada, but the Rambam Shiti is, here, when the Torah says, the Alvei Nochal, and sees, Mut Alvei Shtayim, and the Torah didn't say, Shnei Alvei Nochal, so that means, that the Torah meant, that since the Torah said, originally, when the Torah said, Al-Binochal, since there is a halacha of a mute Al-Bin Shtayim, so that means that the Torah meant two arabes. Because mute Al-Bin Shtayim, and the Torah says, Al-Binochal, so the Melee means two arabes. Why did the Torah say, Shnei Al-Binochal? The answer is, There is a loche that the Ilum Milami the Odom with Talmidi Roshim Tzor. So certainly, Dibro Teo the Roshim Yodom, but since there is a loche of the Roshim Tzor, and since Miut Arbe Mishtaim, so by saying Arbe, it is to be considered as if the Torah said, Shnei Arbes, because Miut Arbe Mishtaim, that's the Rambam's original Shem. Mashiach came. Mashenikin in respect to Adasi. The Torah doesn't say. The Torah just says, enough eight of it. So we dash, because the number of words in the expression that is descriptive of Adasi, enough is one, and eight is two, and always is three. And always is three. Takes, matter of fact, takes us as a kashe. Why don't we say in regard to Esri also, three Esri, three, one, eight, two, hover three, so they give the terms. Because here we cannot doubt in respect to the number of Esri in the Torah requires, because we learn out from each word a separate halacha. Eight, Zetam, eight, Zetam, Yodhi, and hover, we learn out kam halacha. So in other words, the only reason is why the Torah, we know that Hadassim is three, the Torah doesn't mentioning the expression that is three. What did the Torah mention? A number. In regard to our ways, since there is a loche of miut rabbi mishtayim, so when the Torah says, albi nochal, so it is to be considered as if the Torah said shtayim. But why doesn't the Torah say shtayim? Because people tell the Roshim Yodom, and didn't the Roshim Yodom, so we will be loving Yodom, we can't believe the Roshim Tzor. So why shouldn't the Torah put in an extra word? But since there is a loche of Mut Arvin Stein, so it is to be considered as if the Torah said Shnei Arvin. Because Mut Arvin Stein, Mashenken in regard to Adasim, the Torah doesn't say the number of there. It's a droshe. So the droshe only implies that we need a minimum of three. But if it takes four, it's not a mitzvah. So in Meila there is no potes. That was the Rambam's original sheet. And then the Rambam b'seif yomo. The Rambam b'seif yomo. So he was chayv. Alright, this explains the sheet is the Rambam the right in regard to his sitna. Yes? Yeah, what am I doing?
Because the Russian Rambam, the Rambam basically, the Russian Rambam will annoy that even the
not what Rambam. I know the Magid Mishnah is very strange altogether. The Magid Mishnah. Because the Magid Mishneh says that what the Rambam says here is true, applies to Avodas also. When we see that the Rambam, when he wrote this, so he made the distinction between Avodas and Avodas. One second. What the Rambam uses in Noi is on the contrary. What the Rambam wants to say in Noi, on the contrary, there is a Hilo Mitzvah to take, you know, many Hasidim take more than Tiyadas, and they take more than to Avodas. So it's all right according to the Shemim and even according to the Rambam's own relationship. But it's not all right according to the Rambam's own relationship. So there are trenches for the Rambam's own relationship. I have nothing against that. But in respect to Hadassim, so on the contrary, it's a Hidom Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah Namukha to take more than three Hadassim. Since the Torah doesn't mention three, and it's a drosha of anafi tzoveis, so the drosha only tells us that this is the minimum. But if it takes more, so it's a mitzvah namufra. So that's why the Rambam says, no mitzvah on the contrary, it's a mitzvah namufra. It's a mitzvah namufra. Right. Now, the Gemara. Omama, lo imotzo esri, lo yobi, lo yrimi, lo yipanish, lo yivarachim. Pshite, I mean, that's a double portion. I mean, how could anyone have this out of Daitov that an orange or a pomegranate could be used as a substitute for Esri? For Esri. So Gemara says, Pshite, mal diteime, leise, keiche, shalitisht kach, teiras Esri, komashre, zinnim di not vikhur minei, the also misma. Ki the also misma. Alright. So even mitzachel in shtakach, he shouldn't do it. So it's also the way. Even mitzachel in shtakach. Even mitzachel in shtakach. Toshi. Es kayoshin posu. Vi rebyu de machshir. Tiyufte di robe, tiyufte. So the more as a kashe, the boy hodo, van antna, hayori kikaos, the mere machshir, the mere peisel, lavish in the boy hodo, why is yori kikaos? Possible? Because it is not hodo. So the more says, no, not because of hodo. Well, you should do it, go not here. Tosh, shir es rikotin rabi erim ekeiris, rabi udeim ekeveitzo, lav mishim li boyodo, so the Torah says, boy, mishim li gom apere. Tosh, ubigotu kedi sheyach eshnayim biyode yachas, dil rabi ude, so it's a comment rabi ude, esrik has a minimum shir, and esrik has a maximum shir. It cannot be too small, it cannot be too large. So if it is so large, that he couldn't take in one hand two, so then he's not Yitzhak. And again saying the Ahlecha Mishle Yolo. So it's also Kosher. My time of Abu Mishle Boy Yolo? Boy. Not because of Yolo. Ki in the Omar Robe, Esri Bismeir, the Ruhe Bimi, Zimu di Machlekele, we also have him. We also have so. Now let's see the right. Kingdom, Rabbi, Rabbi, Esri, Bismay, Ruhr, Bini, Mishin, Hochet, Rat, Mitzvahs, the Esri, Chad, Mitzvahs, the Zin, the Mishaupen, Shemesto, the Esri, Bini, the Ruhr, Bismay, Mitzorik, Rahab, from Yad, Yad, Lechis, Esri, Baruhr, the Achas, Miodov, Achi, Yachli, we have a good reason to die. Shemu Yitrom Yodo, the Yipse, Sheyera boy, Neki. Yeah, Neki. Now, let's see the cases. Here, it has to do with the colors. Hayorishi Kars. Now, what is Kars? Mashma Shemareu Kitseva Shekirin Vriot. That's green. Wirbelas, that's great. Vayid broches vashnachza shekeimel yonado bilas, that's blue. Vitnan hosom, in other words, there is, because yoreik, the term yoreik, sometimes in Chazal, has the meaning, has reference to green, sometimes it has reference to blue, and sometimes it has reference to yoreik. Sometimes we even find the machlokes b'shem because of the ambiguity of the term yoreik. So here when it says ayoreik ikarse, so what does it mean? It's green. So that's here. Vayidi broches mashmachza shevino miyonado. That's blue. Vitan also mishiyakia b'mitchilis l'kaos. In other words, so that requires substantial daylight in order to distinguish between chilis and kaos. Because if kaos there means green, it doesn't require so much daylight in order to be able to distinguish between blue and green, but between two types of blue, so that's difficult. That requires more daylight. Mashma dina atmishim is an easy. Atmishim is an easy. Uvimnoches del kathele, samdimon nitchilis dino yam, vi yam li rakia. So the color of the sky, so is elike in tzema, shekeli irnado, irnado that's blue. Av nado et so is easier. From this Gemara, it's mashma that yoreik is green, and from that Gemara, it's mashma that is blue. Aber Yerushalma mashma shuitzeva vir kinasomi da'id beitchilas hikarese misani beitchilas dimu liyam liyam dimu asomi ve'asomi mirotia. That's green. Asomi, that's green. Uifeirik. In Trinkes, Mashma, the Yorek, Domer, the Chokin, Shobetso, Shushi, Tseva Yellow. So it's the same word. In other words, so we see that Yorek from certain Gemores, or Medroshi, it appears that Yorek means green, and from certain Medroshi, Memore Chazal, certain Gemores, it appears that Yorek means blue, and from certain Memore Chazal, it means that Yorek means yellow. I mean, and that doesn't present any stira because there is a resemblance of colors between green and blue and yellow. In other words, it's not, you see, the difference between green and blue is not the same difference in the spectrum of colors as between blue and red. So mainly that's why the term yoreik is used in respect to green and to yellow and to blue, but they represent different colors. So until to the trip is marshal yoreik dom the helmish of rain, so she keep seven yellow belongs that little pin be a son trip like this the mara of an egg that's yellow who probably have you make it she and you don't make it cars you have marshal be set to be going she pain on the shadow that's yellow like wax the tiny yoreik she be rocking. Rav Lezer Ima ki shavu chichur shel moleima ki knaf tubes chichur shel deker v'chei mashma v'chei beiz b'lide ka behei donin pnei v'isho. So the Rai say not every tinge of red or of black is donin, only certain mares, three types of red and two types of black, but other shades of red and black is not donin. But then, either because of Takonis Hagenim, or because of Takonis Rabzeira, there's a machlokes b'shem. So, or every tinge of red and every tinge of black is done. So, the chinashim that they needed, that they hate more than the Egyptian by a yoreik, a kavim and halim and tamay, vavrin hosom, minayim and amida shuodim, mashma, the nitamim b'isho, elim kineitel imarad mumis. ובכל הצבועים שזוכרתי, אין בהם נטל מרא מומס על הצבע. Now, we don't pass like a kavim and halal. But according to a kavim and halal, so yoreik is also fun. Now, so it would be very unreasonable to say that according to a kavim and halal, a green mare or a blue mare, a kesem, would be tome. So what a kavim and halal, after all, there is a loch of red. But if it's yellow, so yellow is close to red, so then a Kalmahala holds, then that is also wrong. But if it's green, if it's blue, I mean, that's in the spectrum of colors, it is so far removed from red. So it's not shy to say that according to Kali Mahala it will be done. Anyway, so Tetzes is mentioning this Gemara in Yide as a raya that sometimes Yorik has reference to yellow. So Kol Atzoyim Shelo Harti Ben Nitro Marad Munis El Yotze Biyelo Blas Ukol Amu Mechirke Shu Amikho Yorik Yirsi Vav Yisel Biyarak Rak Chol Tzu Yisif Raman Beres Pirush Nachim Shu Yuzor Havo Min Achaviro. Now, what gold that's yellow, it's not green, it's not blue, it's called the yellow metal. So we see that Yorik has reference to yellow. To Konami Machiav Shuanich for Yorik, yes, or I said, the Dina Shkir is Homo Zeven Tabo, who took the Aboyi, the Amir and David Beshis Rabbi, according to Yorik is Hanicho, by Avon of him, the Shloki Shama Shirika, the Avon of Tabis Umagolis, why? What does it mean by Yorik? He emptied out. So now when Shirika come by Avon of Tabis Umagolis, when Adam by the Selby Raka holds, Pirishly Uti, after a moment, the Yisasku by Thomas the Fushes. Rabbi Meir, in other words, Rabbi Meir, the Parsha Sheitri Nevikon, Kmo Da'at Amret, Niyo Yish Ayore Brachalivo, Kelima Ma'avir Shem Yodo, V'nizbayishu, V'ameshi Yisko Kularze, V'alinom V'shir Edalek Yudori, V'ayorek Eschanicho, Rav Shmuel, Chadomar Shirikon Biteiro, Biparashi Sheitri, Chadomar Shirikon Bizor, Pirish Chod, Biarachot Chorutz Kodosh, Bizor, Deimel, Itzeva, Yellow. So in other words, in order that somebody should be a good soldier to fight for an ideal cause, so he cannot have ambitions to become rich, because if he has ambitions to become rich, he will not be misanefesh himself for any idea. Only if he doesn't have ambitions to become a millionaire, then he can be misanefesh himself for an idea. So that's why he says Vayorek Eschalanicho means that he will become dissolved. Umiu Esri dissolved in Yitzhak Yala. Umiu Esri Kikredeno Nishara. The Isen Esreim Haboim Lufoneinu Yerukim Kikarasi Kshere. אפילו לרביודיה כשחיצרים נימה ראשון עשריגים אפילו תומש לאחר ששור דיכוי זמן מרובה דבד היגון הפלא. That's something else. But it's a sea of mention to all these demons and all these midrashim to point out that Yorik sometimes has the meaning of green, sometimes Yorik and Chazal has the meaning of blue, and sometimes Yorik and Chazal has the meaning of yellow. Then Tesis says that if, let's say, Nesri, Gia, Yorik, Karsi, that means green. So Tesis says that even though the Esrik is green, but if by putting it in the Kele, or let's say by putting it in the Frigidaire together with an apple, so then the yellowness will disappear, so then it's all right. Shio Esrikot. Eize pluchte de esrik habeiser, di pliger rabakim in rabonon. Because the form of work, there is a machlik between rabakim and rabonon, as to whether esrik habeiser is kosher, rabakim says it's possible, and rabonon says it's kosher. So it's not the same machlik. Di pliger rabakim and rabonon come with pirkin. Da fin godo keege in suchi beitzo, possible rabakim, mishum glav barzriye mitam echo, ufitam sheni mishum giboy hodo. In other words, so open there, in other words, so it's two separate machlekes. The machlek between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbonon, it doesn't have a shemper. Because Rabbi Akiva passes Esrik HaBeiser, even if it has this proper science. It's going to carry his ochibetzon. So, why does he pass it? Because if it is smaller than what it should be, even though it's as large as a beitzah, but if it had been left on the tree for a longer time, then it would have a much larger size, so maybe it cannot be used for zriya. It cannot be used for zriya. Ufitam shein mishim di boi yohodo. V'hai de hoche, afilu boi yohodo, afilu loi boi yohodo posle, mishim di koma pere. L'loi boi she pirus di kontas lekanon, esri kabeiser, the trabakim e pasel, so what is the esri kabeiser mean to pull a lover, if it is as small as a white bean? No, I don't mean that. It can be much larger than a pull a lover. It can be even as large as a beitzah. But if it was harvested before it reached its substantial size, had it been left on the esrik tree, so mainly it's possible according to Rabbi Akiva. So it does not mean that it was multiple alone. That we should itma gabe anovi. Where is the shio of pula lovon mentioned as an example of beitzer that's in regard to grapes, because grapes don't grow into a large size anyway. So then, if it is just a pula lovon, so it's much smaller than its natural size. Mashiutzli gabe esrik. So even if it is kibetzo, but if the derech of the esrikim is to grow to a much larger size than the beitzo, so when you harvest an esrik before when it reaches the size just of the beitzo, it's still esrik shel beitzo, because it cannot be used to plant other esrikim with this esrik. Other esrik. So that we should not make a knowing if we should not make a knowing. Our esrik should pre-godu. After we need some of the beitza. Beitza would be she be saved when we go to the esrik harvey. So let's say, if it is destined to grow to the size of three beitza, so then, if you harvest it, when just a little more than the beitza, so it's still an esrik shall beitza. Roche be she be saved when we go to the esrik. That you have a key with the apostle also, hoche machshia, b'cheiris l'chamar, hoche b'itzel l'chamar, b'choshim b'apere, avon pokem kal choshim b'apere, avon b'shim zeg l'goy n'yitzir, yeish vorm harbin shalayulom l'yobiru l'yobishu pere, umotzu hu anodim, shiyeish nehem shalayulom b'yitzir, eid mitochem, ta'afiru rabonem machshia hosom, pas l'hoche, b'pochets mikan, v'esri ha-b'yitzir, choshim pere tvei, ufyrkam ul-maisrem b'rushalme, tone, esri ka-b'yitzir, Rabaki Veroma Pri Bachom mainly any pri. So that's contrary to what the Gemara says here, because according to our Gemara, so Rabaki is the one who says Eskabensia Rabaki Pensil Bachom Machio. So in other words, Rabaki is the one that if it's still Bensel, if it was harvested before it became ripe, and before it reached its ordinary size, so then it doesn't have the Shem Pere, according to Rabbi Akiva, and according to Chachomim, it has the Shem Pere. And there in Yerushalmi Maitzres, it says just the reverse. So that's a steer. Rabbi Akiva in a pre, Chachomim in anything. Shoasheiro Mishel Yerali Dachas. Vishoasheiro Posu. So it's a against Rabbe. Here the Mishnah says that Rav Shel Asher. So Rav Shel Asher, his posel is not in Yetzer Eved, but there Rabbe says Shel Asher is Shel Avizor. The Asher is Avizor, so he's not Yetzer Eved, and Rabbe says only Chatchila he shouldn't take a Rav Shel Avizor. But the Eved is it, we know to kosher. So Gemara says, Hoche ba'ashira de meishas kinon, dichtuse mech beshuur. Dekename diktonye dumye diran dachas shmami. Here we are dealing with ashira de meish. What does ashira de meish mean? So a number of shot. Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi just says, now, let's see the whole Rashi. Mume shlav rizor. Sheshim shubay lav rizor lechabe lifoneo karka. Iname. Shavizoso bilule, la vira lifoneo in izokom, lo yiteo, The Moyes Ligovea. Rashi doesn't say Lulev Shalom Mizore. In other words, that you plug the Lulev out of a country that was planted. Rishima Mizore. That would be Lulev Shalashel. And Lulev Shalashel, apparently from Rashi, appears that Lulev Shalashel is the identical thing of Asher of the nation. So, but Rome says that the Emet is Yeitze with the Lulev Shalom Mizore. So he couldn't be Yeitze with the Lulev Shalom Mizore. Lavizore of an Asher Mamesh that was planted to Shima Lavizore, then it wouldn't be it. That's Asher of the nation. So how does Rashi explain, visualize Lulash Lavizore that the Eve only Mechatchil announced, but the Eve is Yetze? In other words, it wasn't planted to Shima Lavizore. The tree was a regular tree, and then, and he plucked the loving from the tree. Then, after he plucked the loving, so he used it to Litash Mishavanizor. Litash Mishavanizor. But so he says, Sheshim Shuboy Lavanizore, Rechabin Lifoneo Karka, In Ame, Shavidosa Begule, Lavirin Lifoneo Lizor. So lo yitev the voice of the Veya, you know to caution, the Abogab is so angry. Who? So how could we time the Mitzvah? The Mitzvah is Lavo Hemeski. Kaleima, Rechil Mitzvah, Sanoe Sagu, So Rashi explains, why do we say the mortal day is Yoso? Because mitzvah is Lahemeskin. But according to the Havamin Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that mitzvah is Lahemeskin too, so then Lulav Shalom Mizore is Loyot. Now, on what basis? That's on the basis, that would have been on the basis of the other din of mitzvah Lahemeskin. Because I mentioned Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says there are two halachas mitzvah avera. One is an avera mitzvah, and one is a mitzvah avera. And Yerushalmi mentions a different posik for the din of a mitzvah avera and a different posik for an avera mitzvah. So Yerushalmi, son of words, so Yerushalmi, so that means one din is an avera mitzvah. If the chepetz of the mitzvah, let's say this, has the Shem Levi of Avere, in Avere, if it has the Shem Levi of Avere, cannot be a chepetz of a mitzvah. That's the business to why Lulav HaGozel is possible. It's possible because it's a chepetz of Gozel, there is a stigma attached to the chepetz of the mitzvah, it has the Shem Levi of Avere. But then, there is another person, Kilo HaMitzvah, the Yerushalmi learns in our Shabbos, that a mitzvah Avere, in the same mindset, that is the essence of the Maise Mitzvah, of the Kiyoma Mitzvah, in the same Maise that constitutes the essence of the Maise Avere, cannot constitute the essence of the Maise Mitzvah. You cannot have the same Maise that should constitute on one hand the essence of the Maise Avere, and on the other hand, the essence of the Maise Mitzvah. So, that does not mean that if a person, let's say, If a person, let's say, eats matzah, and at the same time, he writes something on Yom-Teh that is not the kind of mitzvah, because it's different mindsets. But if it's the same mindset that is the essence of the Avera, if the same mindset is the essence of the mitzvah, if it's the identical mindset, so then a mindset mitzvah cannot be constituted by mindset. That's not our way. So, that's why the Gemara at first in Rosh Hashanah said that B'sheifa Shalem or B'sheifa Shalom is loyot. Why? Because according to the Havamina, so mitzvah is Lahemeskin. So what is the Avera? The Avera consists of having Anoye from the B'sheifa. And what kind of Anoye does he have? Does he have Anoye Zagur? He doesn't have Anoye Zagur. So the only Hanoye that he has is the Hanoye of Kima Mitzvah. And so the Hanoye consists of the Kima Mitzvah. And the Kima Mitzvah consists of the Kima Mitzvah. So Mele is the same identical mindset. So Mele is not easy. Then the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Lulev, that Shefa Shalemo, he is easy. Why? Because Mitzvah is Lav Lehemeskin. Oh, Elo Maro, Echot Zeh, Echot Zeh, Lo Yotzeh. Beishik Hashloim. Beishik Hashloim. So originally what they said is not it. Why? Because originally what they held Mitzvah Lemisku. So, Hodromah, Echotel Echotel Yotzah, Mitzvah Slav Lemisku. But as long as what they held that Mitzvah Lemisku, so that means the Hanoye of Kirma Mitzvah is Hanoye that the Torah asks in Yisur Hanoye. So the Mele is the same mindset. So that's the aloche of the mitzvah there. That's the other thing of this aloha there. So here Rashi says, we not to kosher. Why? That's Chobes Maskole. That mitzvah is lavra and is not. We have not been so annoyed. The mitzvah is lavra and is not. Because we are in Kiyom, it's not as a good. And we have said it with Abel. So Mele is the answer. But if mitzvahs would be a heresy, so then the same mindset that constitutes the Maisa Bele would also constitute the Maisa Mitzvah. So you cannot have the same mindset, the Maisa Mitzvah should be constituted by what constitutes the Maisa Bele. That's impossible. So the Gemara is, anyway, so there's this direct between Chovetz Chomer and the Mishneh. So the Gemara in the Tere, Tzorcha Bachir and the Mishneh, Tichsusen Mikdashur. Die Gename ist ein Bündnis der Sachaschmann. Was hier in der Mische ist, im Schoen und Bischas Kibusch er hat in Israel. Sie ist Zricho nach Kosov Israel. Die Dersi war Schrei und Kitzre von Beisch. Die Lure Zoll und Schir. Wer Hai, Kilman, die Mechte Schuhe. Kibu in Israel gekommen. So Asche doesn't really point out what is Asche Mische. But it seems from Asche's Pshat Asher the Meishe means that kind of an avinzore in respect to which there is a fear of Satan. So then he's not the kind of mitzvah. Why? Because Ktuse Bachdashor. So that's our local Meishe Messina. Ktuse Bachdashor. Anything that requires a shio, so if it requires bio, so the mele, if it requires bio, so the mele, the shield is like, if it requires bio. But, so the implication in Rashi Shiti is, only if it is the kind of an avinzore, that requires bio, but suppose you have an avinzore, that is also banoye, but it doesn't, it's also banoye, and you cannot even. So it is also banoye, but it doesn't require bio. So then you have kind of it. That's why Rabbi says, "Mulek shalal lizor." She shibshu beilal lizor and lechadu lifaneo karka iname shadi dosa beulek lafiru lifaneo lizor kabei inoto dos inoto kosh. Now, why? So, as far as Kusenach Teshur is concerned, it doesn't require beer. Because according to Rashi, from Rashi it appears that what kind of Abuzore requires beer, only the Abuzore in Eretz Yisrael after we are Kiddush. Then there is a fear of beer. But before we are Kiddush, so then it doesn't require beer. This is how Rashi emphasizes. Vashiro de Meishe, Eisam Shehoyu Bishas Kibush Eretz Yisrael, She Yitzrichon HaKos of Seif. So, from Rashi it appears, let's be clear, other Shimon of course are clear, but from Rashi it appears that when there is a mitzvah to be revived of Rizore, if we are Kibush Eretz Yisrael, so then we are Mechuyev to be revived of Rizore. But suppose we are not Kibush Eretz Yisrael, if Eretz Yisrael we are not going. But a certain Jew has the opportunity to be violent anyway. He's not required to be violent, according to Rashi. The chiyuv of biur of sreifes of the zore depends upon kibush eretz yisrael. Eisam shehoyu bishas kibush eretz yisrael, but not bishas kibush eretz yisrael. So bisman hazeh, let's say when we are not kibush eretz yisrael, so there is no chiyuv of biur. That's Rashi. So since there is no chiyuv of bio, so maybe we cannot apply the aloha of Ktuse Mechte Shiure. So maybe the shiur is not lacking. So you can guide the mitzvah, even though it's just a man. So one question is, but if it's just a man, so we should apply the aloche or mitzvah abon avere, mitzvah abere. The answer is, since mitzvah is not less, so in many ways, it's not the same mitzvah. What is the mitzvah mitzvah? The kima mitzvah. And it doesn't constitute the mitzvah avere because the hanoi of kima mitzvah is not the hanoi of the Torah answer. So in many ways, we cannot apply the din of mitzvah abon avere of a mitzvah avere. And how about the other deen of Mitzavon Avere? Shall we buy Avere? So a state is pointed out. In other words, when do we apply the first deen of Mitzavon Avere? In Avere Mitzvah, that if it takes the heft of the Mitzvah, shall we buy Avere? We cannot use the heft of Mitzvah if there is any connection between the Kiyum HaMitzvah and the Avere. So if he didn't gather it, he wouldn't have it. How is he able to take it? Because he took it away from the possession of the Bible. So there is a connection between the Avere and the Mitzvah. So then we say, in the heft of the Mitzvah has a Shemli Bayo Avere, and there is a connection between the Avere and the Mitzvah, it cannot be used in the heft of Mitzvah. Masheikin, Rurech Shoashero. So it just happened that the one who planted the tree in the palm tree, so then he planted the Shemam Rizor. But why is this Lurek available as a Lurek? Because it was planted in the Shema Mizore, and if it hadn't been planted in Shema Mizore, it would be available, it would also be available. So there is no connection between the planting of the Shema Mizore and the availability of the Lurek as a Heft of Mitzvah. So mainly, the first thing of Mitzvah doesn't apply. The second thing doesn't apply. The second thing doesn't apply for the simple reason that mitzvahs love let us meet you. So the Maisa Mitzvah does not involve the Maisa Avera only. But I mentioned some time ago that since from the Gemara in Arizona, it appears that when one rents out a house when they leave the home, so if he rents it out and it home, and he knows that the home will bring him down the story into that house, so then he's either allowed the rising of the Sovitein of Misecho. So that means that the love of the Sovitein of Misecho. He implies two things. First of all, it's Hanoi. And also, not to keep down the story, my shoes. Not to keep down the story, my shoes. Now, so we may lay, if somebody will take a Ruach HaShemo, a Ruach HaShemo that is never, so then he should not be able to be the kind of mitzvah because of the second din of mitzvah v'avere, of a mitzvah v'avere. Because if it is osea to keep an amizon in the shoes, alas kamo nechamo, that it is osea to keep it in one's hand, that it is osea to keep it in one's hand. So the Maisa Mitzvah consists of taking it in my hand, and the Maisa Avere consists of taking the Amizor in his hand. So he shouldn't be Eitzei because of the second deal of Mitzvah Avere, of the Mitzvah Avere, in the same way as Rabbi originally said, that Sheikha Shalelo and Shal Shlomim is Loyotzavei, because he held Mitzvah Slavis Mitnu. So if the same act that constitutes the Mitzvah constitutes Maisa Avere, he cannot be the kind of Mitzvah, a Mitzvah Avere. You cannot do a Maisa Mitzvah that is a Maisa Avere essentially. It cannot be the same Maisa, cannot be the basis of the Maisa Mitzvah and the Maisa Avere at the same time. So here too, So we have to say, according to Rashi, what the Sfasenda says, that the Iser, that the Iser of the Sovitein of Misecho, which applies even to the case when you keep it in your house, certainly when you keep it in your hand, only when you keep it in order to accommodate that Zohar. Let's say, when you rent out the house of the Yichovin, and then the Yichovin keeps his Amizor in that house, title to which is vested in the soil, in the maskir, and why does he keep it? In order to accomplish it, that Amizor he keeps it. So anyway, if he keeps it in his shoes, whether it's in his house or in his hand, for the purpose of accommodating the Amizor, so then He's in the elaborate something is a machine cave. If he keeps it in his hand or in his house, I mean, not for the purpose of accommodating David's own itself, of being the honey David's own itself. So then the love of the something in the Sefer doesn't apply. That's apparently Hashishit. But however, if we are going to say that the Isa, that the Isa of the something in the Sefer applies even to the case of keeping it in his machines, in his house, or in his hand, even if it's not for the purpose of accommodating the Arizoneh, so then the will of Arizoneh should be able to be eating, because to even it's not a shared relation. So the din of Kusin at the Shul will not apply, but because of Mitzvah Adera, because of the Mitzvah Adera. So, Rashi Shite, and that I mentioned some time ago, that Rashi Shite is, as the Svaselis points out, that the Yisrael, the Zogdil, the Sechel only applies when you take it in your shoes, in your hand, in your house, in your hand, for the purpose of accommodating the Abizor itself. But not if you take it for the purpose of being the kind of Mitzvah of the Shul, then it's not a Maizavere, so the Mele, it's Yot. There. Now let's see the basis. Vashem of the Meishi, Victusen at the Shul, the Chimbrais and Zifkus Adam, the Noto Yotso, the Chimzo of Vitalis, Hashem, the Tone Hosom, Tokal Yotso, who feel it, so, oh, because Shem also requires a Shiloh.